The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London. I was wondering, always wondering, when one of the boys was going to speak about the impact of Princess Diana's death on the two boys, William and Harry. And Adam, Harry has spoken out. It's quite moving stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it was probably always going to be him as well, because William, like his father, has that sort of duty thing, doesn't he? He's going to be king, and it's in him, whereas Prince Harry is allowed to be the loose one, as it were. But it's such an interesting insight, and Prince Harry he's talked so frankly about this. I can't remember a member of the royal family being this honest about stuff, but Prince Harry says he needed mental health counselling, that he shut down his emotions for 20 years after his mother's death. He was, of course, 12 when the Princess of Wales died. He says that he was probably very close to a complete breakdown, that he had 2 years of total chaos, as he put it, in his late 20s, which isn't that long ago. I mean, Prince Harry's only 32 now. And bear in mind as well that Prince Harry and indeed Prince William and Kate as well, they've formed this mental health campaign called Heads Together. So this comes from a very personal point of view. And also, Prince Harry saying that seeing traumatized soldiers in Afghanistan encouraged him to open up and confront his own grief, as well as the urgings of his own brother. So, I mean, all that bottled up aggression, he talks about how the sport of boxing saved him. As he put it, I was on the verge of hitting someone. I wonder if there's a few paparazzi photographers who may have found some solace in this interview, thinking, yeah, they came pretty close to getting a punch.
Yes, impossible. You see, they were two little boys. Impossible to know what the death of your mother.
Yeah.
Royalty doesn't protect you from any of that at all. And then another sad story, too, about paupers' funerals. I'm sure there's more of this than we're prepared to admit.
Yeah, this is terribly forlorn, but yeah, the number of people who have paupers' funerals because they die penniless and sometimes without relatives is absolutely soaring. So councils across the UK, admittedly this is not all councils who reported their figures, but those that did, reported a 50% rise in 4 years in the number of burials and cremations that the councils have had to pay for, from 1,400 to 2,500, or very nearly. As the Liberal Democrat leader Tim Farron said, it's gut-wrenching that we are returning to a Victorian-era spectre of funeral poverty.
Absolutely.
Sometimes with a lack of mourners as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Adam. Well done. Beautifully told. Thank you for your time. Adam Gilchrist in London.